News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg, Pensacola's expert panel on Friday morning. And yes, it is. It's going to be a beautiful day today. But guess what? We've got some beautiful women in the studio who are doing beautiful things for our community. Do you like that, how I segued all of that together?
Very nice. Very nice. Love it.
I say that because we have the president and CEO of one of the best advertising companies in Pensacola and Northwest Florida. Leslie Perino is here. She is the now president and CEO of EW Bullock. And Christine Brewster is here, who is the VP of Membership Development and does quite a bit of the marketing for the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And they're here with a little bit different hats on today, representing a great organization in Gulf Breeze called Gulf Breeze Will Do. And Leslie, you're the president of this organization.
I am, yes. I've been the president for 3 years now.
Wow. Okay. So now tell me everything. First of all, there may be a lot of folks who don't even really know what Gulf Breeze Will Do is. What will you do? What is this? Tell us all about it. So, and how you got started,
yeah,
everything.
Absolutely. Gulf Breeze Will Do is a women's philanthropy group. It's really simple. It's funded by membership dues, and each member pays $250 a year, and all of that money goes straight into grants. And our grants fund projects in the Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach area, so just the 32561 and 32563 zip codes. Mm-hmm. And it's just really a grassroots organization, women coming together to do good things in their community.
This sounds fantastic. And it sounds like it's modeled a little bit like Impact 100, program.
It is very much like Impact 100. It was actually, inspired by Impact 100. And I like to call it like Impact 100 Light, because
the dues are a little lighter,
dues are lighter. And, with Impact 100, they're getting 100,000 plus grants,
right,
in grant funds.
Right.
Well, not every organization needs that much money or can use that much money in the time frame allotted by Impact 100 and for the things that, the way their grants work. So the founders of our group saw a need in our community and said, we can do something like that, but tailored more to fit smaller needs.
Mm-hmm.
So our grants range from $1,000 to $10,000, and they have to be used to benefit something in the Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach community. Now, you can be a nonprofit, or you can just be an organization, somebody mm-hmm. that's doing something good in the community. We've had an Eagle Scout project get funded. I mean, it ranges the gamut. So we have different categories, very much like Impact 100. Our categories are art, recreation, and sports, education, hardship support services, public safety, and environment. So if you have a project that fits, if you are in Gulf Breeze and Pensacola Beach and you have a project that fits that, great timing here because our grant cycle is happening right now.
Oh, that's exciting. Okay.
Right. And so the process is pretty easy. You go to gulfbreezewilldo.org, and right there on the homepage, there's a big button that says grant application. And it's a fairly simple application. You mm-hmm. just have to say, here's what we want to do. Here's, the backup for how much this thing is going to cost that we want to do. And then we have grant committees from our members that vet all of this. And then in November, we vote and give the money away.
That's
and we write the big checks.
Yes, that's so, and do great pictures, photo ops.
And do pictures, yes.
Well, this is exciting. So you have, and you go over the different categories again that you have the grants are available for.
Art, recreation, and sports, education, hardship support services, public safety, and environment.
Okay, so that pretty much covers the gamut for the needs in the community.
It pretty does. It does, yeah.
And also what's interesting to me is, having been involved with the Gulf Breeze Chamber as well years ago, so much of those two zip codes in South Santa Rosa County and Escambia are small businesses and mm-hmm. smaller nonprofits, dealing
right.
with the smaller, very focused community
right.
efforts. So there really is a need for this.
There is. And kind of a backstory on the inspiration for starting Gulf Breeze Will Do is one of our founders was a volunteer. We all volunteer and help out in our community. She was volunteering with the Weekend Food Program.
Uh-huh.
So most people know what that is, but in case you don't, it's exactly what it sounds like. It is filling the backpacks and bags with food items for kids that are on the free and reduced lunch program in South Santa Rosa County. So she was walking around the tables, filling up the bags with crackers and applesauce and all of the things, and talking to the founder of that group. And she said, why don't you go for an Impact 100 grant? And he said, I don't need that much money to run this operation, you know, on an annual basis. But I do need money to buy all of these crackers and applesauce and all of the things that go in the bags. And so that just really sparked an idea. And it's like, well, if he needs this help, certainly there are other organizations that need similar levels of help, and there's not a good funding source for them or limited funding sources for them. Mm-hmm. So why don't we as women get together and try to help people just like this? And so, you know, obviously Impact is an amazing organization. I'm a member. Christine has been a member. Many of our members are Impact 100 members. But this fills a different need.
Right.
And it's also accessible to more people.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just a wonderful grassroots organization that is just, hey, if you care about your community and you can afford to put $250 towards that, and you're a woman,
right?
Because it is a women's group,
mm-hmm.
You know, please come be a part of this and do something great.
Now, can they do that now? Are you soliciting for membership now?
Sure.
How does that work? I'm listening in the car and I'm going, oh, this sounds interesting. I live in Gulf Breeze. I want to get involved. How do they do that?
So we are still accepting memberships until the end of September.
Oh, good. Okay, so there's a lot of time there.
So there's still plenty of time. And that will be your membership for 2025, and that will fund our 2025 grants.
Great.
So once those grants come in and they're vetted, your membership dollars will go directly to those grants.
Okay, so then what year did this start? How long have y'all been around now?
Started in 2014, so last year was our 10th anniversary.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't realize it had been that long. Can you name some of the groups that you've given money to in the past?
Absolutely.
See if you've got some of the different ones. We're talking with our friends from Gulf Breeze Will Do, an organization that gives grants into the community in the 32561 and 63 zip codes down in South Santa Rosa and Pensacola Beach. If you are interested, have a question, you can always text it into Pep Talk at 850-437-1620. This is the expert panel, and the experts are here about Gulf Breeze Will Do. So have you got some of the people that have received some of your grants in the past?
Yes, absolutely. So some of our 2024 grants were the Art Gateway, Healing Through Art, Art Therapy for Art Gateway.
Aww.
And it was a $3,750 grant that was used to provide art therapy services to the clients enrolled in the day program at the Art Gateway South Santa Rosa Center.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great organization.
Yes.
And
we love working with these other organizations. It's just such an honor to be able to see what they've been able to
But it's, it's perfect because you don't need $100,000 worth of art supplies.
Right. That's a lot of paint.
However, $3,000 worth of art supplies can be overwhelming for a nonprofit.
Right. And so this was a new kind of a therapy that they could offer to their clients.
Oh, that's so
great. And we help make that happen.
Yeah, I love that. That's really great.
So one of our other grantees this year was Gulf Breeze High School Junior ROTC. They needed ceremonial drill equipment.
Oh, wow.
They've been using the same equipment for years and years, and it was just falling apart.
It's not good to do a drill when the rifle
I mean, they had super glued and patched, you know, and polished just as much as they could and got all the life they could out of what the equipment they had before.
And I think it's important to know that schools have budgets, yes, but they don't have budgets for these extra things.
Correct. That's right. A lot of times the teachers and the parents are making up the difference.
Correct. I think a lot of people misunderstand that.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break here talking with our friends from Gulf Breeze Will Do, Leslie Perino and Christine Brewster. We will be back. If you've got questions, 850-437-1620. We'd love to hear from you. We'll be back in just a minute with Pep Talk. Good morning. Happy Friday. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel, talking with my friends from Gulf Breeze Will Do, Leslie Perino, who is here as president. Christine Brewster is here. Both of these women, by the way, are incredibly talented and busy in their own professions. Leslie is the new president and CEO for EW Bullock. Christine, as you probably know, works with the VP of Development and Marketing and a thousand other hats over at the Pensacola Beach Chamber of Commerce. And so you're thinking to yourself, I don't know how y'all have time to do this,
mm-hmm.
but talk about, what inspired you to even get involved with Gulf Breeze Will Do?
Well, I found out about it when I was in an exercise class with another member, and she was talking about, I'm like, that sounds really cool. You know, how do I get involved? She's like, you just write your check and you join. I'm like, oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
And when I did join, I thought, I'm busy. That's all I'm going to do. I'm going to write my check. I'm going to go to the annual meeting. I'm going to vote. And that's it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, look what happened. Now I'm the president.
Yeah. Knowing you, though, I'm not surprised.
Well, you know, the next step that I took was I got involved in the grant committees where we are, you know, vetting all of the applications. And that really opened my eyes to the needs that were in the community. I had no idea of some of the things that were going on and the initiatives that people were trying to make happen and needed a little bit of help. And so then I joined the board after that, and then I became the president. So, you know, you can be as uninvolved as you want. You can write your check and vote, and you can even not come to the meeting because you will get an absentee ballot. So it is really a minimal commitment if you want it to be. Mm-hmm. But you get so much joy and good feeling out of being involved and helping the process along that if you try that, you kind of get sucked in.
I can see how. Do you have a special memory or something that comes to mind? I mean, it's been around now for a long time. Christina, something happened in your experience that you kind of went, okay, this is really worth it.
Well, I love all of our grants. Obviously, I think they're all very worthy causes. One of my favorites was the book vending machine at Oriole Beach Elementary. The librarian there requested grant funds for a book vending machine.
How
it was
cute.
Exactly,
I mean,
what it sounds
like. I did
like.
Not know such a thing existed.
I didn't either. I'm sitting here trying to picture it, like a candy machine,
exactly.
But for books.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's so cool.
And so the students or the teachers, the staff, they give out tokens to the students if they're having a bad day, if they're having a great day, if they did something kind, if, you know, lots of reasons they can get tokens. So they give them the tokens, and then the student gets to take the token to this book vending machine and put it in the machine and choose the book that they want, and it comes out the bottom just like a soda. It's
just
amazing. It is
that.
The neatest thing you have ever seen. And I will say that Katie Gibbs, the librarian at Oriole Beach Elementary, gave an amazing presentation. It was a storytelling presentation, and I think half of our organization left in tears that day. Oh. It was just such an amazing experience. And then I actually got to go see that book vending machine and see it in person, and it was so amazing.
I love that. I have a very dear friend that says it's in the expression of love and giving that I am healed. Mm-hmm. And so when you do something like this, it surprises that you don't anticipate that things like that, where you're just sitting there and you get tears in your eyes.
Yes.
It's wonderful. So how can people support it? We know the women can go online to gulfbreezewilldo.org, and you can apply to be a member. If you need a grant, you can apply for the grant. Okay, what about the guys?
Well, guys,
what can the businesses and guys do that if they can't be in the organization? Can they support it?
We'll take your money too. Yeah. Maybe a man would like to sponsor a member, an employee or a spouse or a sister. Maybe
that's a great idea.
Maybe they'd like to sponsor a member, or we do have administration costs that need to be covered as well. You know, we have advertising costs, we have postage costs, and 100% of our membership dues go straight to funds. Funding grants.
Gotcha.
So we do have to have some extra dollars in the coffers to pay for those things. So maybe just a donation that would help us pay for postage, or a donation that would help us pay for a social to put this out there in the community.
And, you know, if they wanted to host us for a social, if it were a restaurant owner or a bar owner that would lend us their space so that we can hold a meeting and invite people to learn more about Gulf Breeze Will Too.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes me think of something else. If I did decide to join, so I write my $250 check, and then you get together on a regular basis. So if I did want to participate, how often do you meet, and how does the process work when you're selecting the grants?
So we try to meet monthly during the season. Sometimes we take some time off during the summer, especially July. There's a few things going on in July in our community.
Especially in those two zip codes.
Yes, they keep us pretty busy, both of us especially.
Right.
So we tend to take some summer times off, and people are traveling. But we try to meet monthly at a local restaurant or, like we say, bar, you know, just to get together. And we always bring in a speaker, someone who can tell us about their experience with Gulf Breeze Will Do. A grantee, you know, they can tell us their story. They can give us their history and tell us how that grant helped their organization.
Okay, great. We're talking with our friends at Gulf Breeze Will Do. If you have some interest, you can go to their website at gulfbreezewilldo.org. This is Pep Talk. Still a little time for a question, so if you want to text it in, 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the break with Gulf Breeze Will Do. Welcome back to Pep Talk. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Leslie Perino is here, president of Gulf Breeze Will Do. Christine Brewster is here. She is also, are you on, I'm assuming you're on the board?
I am.
Yes, I'm the
grant committee chair. Yes.
Oh, okay. With Gulf Breeze Will Do. And we just got a couple minutes left, y'all, so maybe just review who you are and how people can join and if they need a grant, how they can apply.
Sure. So we would love to have you join us. If you'd like more information, our website is www.gulfbreezewilldo.org. And we are also having a social in August, the Tiger Point Community Center. That is on August 21st from 5
to 7.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. And we'd love to have you come and meet some of our members and hear from some of our grantees. And just get a feel for it. You know, collective giving is such an amazing thing. You can just have such impact with putting your small amount of dollars together with others' small amounts of dollars to make a lot of money.
Yeah, it's just so gratifying to see, even if I give like a smaller amount, that it can make a big difference.
Right. Yes, in our 10-year history, we've given $525,000.
That's incredible.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
So those $250
at a time.
They add up.
Wow. That's amazing. Okay. So give us your website again. Is there, what's the best way to apply? Through the website?
Really, it's super easy to apply online at gulfbreezewilldo.org. There is an online form. You can pay by credit card. I mean, it is super quick and easy. It's your basic contact information, email.
Is the application free?
Oh, yeah.
To apply for the grant? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And then with the membership, you could pay right then, or do you want to bring a check or something with you when you come to the social?
You can pay however you would like. You can pay by credit card. You can bring us a check. We will work it out. But yeah, the grant application is super easy, I feel like. So yeah, just give it a try. Take a look.
All right. Thank you so much to Leslie Perino, Christine Brewster. They're here with Gulf Breeze Will Do. Give us that website one more time.
GulfBreezeWillDo.org.
All right. You need to sign up today, ladies and gentlemen. You need to support your ladies and send in a donation or sponsor someone that you know that could make a difference. Great organization. So glad y'all could come in on a busy Friday morning. I know how busy these ladies are. Appreciate all that you do for our community.
Thanks for having us.